Clothing the Naked, Reading 3, How to Cover Nakedness Without Looking Upon It. And Noah began to be a man of the ground, and he planted a vineyard, and he drank from the wine, and was drunken, and he was uncovered in the midst of his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, and told his two brothers outside. And Shem and Japheth took the raiment, and set it upon the shoulders of the two of them, and walked backward, and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backward, and they did not see the nakedness of their father. And Noah awoke from his wine, and knew what his younger son had done to him. And he said, "Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be to his brothers." And he said, "Blessed be Yehovah, the God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. May God enlarge Japheth, and he shall inhabit the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant." Genesis 9. Arcana Celestia 9960. Here is described the man of the ancient church, who is Noah. The wine which he drank, and with which he was made drunken, denotes the falsity with which that church, in the beginning, was imbued. His consequent lying uncovered in the midst of his tent signifies evils resulting from a deficiency of truth in worship. The garment with which Shem and Japheth covered his nakedness denotes the truth of faith by means of which these evils were covered and amended. Shem and Japheth signify those of the spiritual church who have received the truths of faith in good, which is charity. Arcana Celestia 1079. Ham saw the nakedness of his father. That this signifies that he observed the errors and perversions is evident from the signification of nakedness as being what is evil and perverted. Here, those who are in faith separated from charity are described by Ham in his seeing the nakedness of his father, that is, his errors and perversions. For they who are of this character see nothing else in a man, whereas, very differently, those who are in the faith of charity observe what is good. And if they see anything evil and false, they excuse it, and if they can, try to amend it in him, as is here said of Shem and Japheth. Where there is no charity, there is the love of self, and therefore hatred against all who do not favor self. Consequently, such persons see in the neighbor only what is evil, and if they see anything good, they either perceive it as nothing, or put a bad interpretation on it. It is just the other way with those who are in charity. By this difference, these two kinds of men are distinguished from one another, especially when they come into the other life. For then, with those who are in no charity, the feeling of hatred shines forth from every single thing. They desire to examine everyone, and even to judge him. Nor do they desire anything more than to find out what is evil, constantly cherishing the disposition to condemn, punish, and torment. But they who are in charity scarcely see the evil of another, but observe all his goods and truths, and put a good interpretation on what is evil and false. Such are all the angels, which they have from the Lord, who bends all evil into good. Arcana Celestia 1088. And their faces were backward, and they did not see the nakedness of their father. Such was the character of this parent church, or of the man of this church, that he did not act in this way, that is, getting drunken, from malice, but from simplicity, as is evident from what presently follows, where it is said that Noah awoke from his wine, that is, was better instructed. As regards the matter here treated of, we may say that those who are in no charity think nothing but evil of the neighbor and say nothing but evil. If they say anything good, it is for their own sake, or for the sake of him whom they flatter under the appearance of friendship. Whereas those who are in charity think nothing but good of their neighbor, and speak only well of him, and this not for their own sake, or the favor of another whom they flatter, but from the Lord, thus working in charity. Questions. When someone we know has done something wrong, how should we react? What about someone we don't know personally, but we have heard about, perhaps in the news? What is the main difference between acting like Ham and acting like Shem and Japheth? How can we help cover our neighbor's nakedness without looking at it? Notice that covering nakedness is done by truths.